You may remember this fella from last year, Jenny. This man once had to borrow $10 from a complete stranger to get home on a bus. He was broke, completely broke. And now he is a self-made multimillionaire. He has bought and sold property for some time now. He's trying to help us understand how to do it properly as well. He's done it at the right times. So he's not just surviving, he's thriving. And he's here with some hot tips for those that want to get ahead in the property market or at least become a little bit self-funded if you can. So please welcome to the Real Estate Wrap Stage, Mark Shearwood from My Property Empire. G'day, Mark.
Welcome.
How you going? Good morning.
Yeah, happy new year. We haven't spoken to you this year.
Yeah, I spoke to you back in October, but it's all good. I hope you had a good Christmas. Everything's good.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, got a little bit singed up here in the Adelaide Hills.
Yeah.
But besides that, we're okay. Well, we'll get on with it, mate. We will rebuild and come back bigger and better than ever before. So that's how we roll in Australia.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah.
Now, toward the end of last year, we spoke to you in October. Just sum it up for us. 2019, how did your little portfolio go? Did you have a good run?
Yeah, I did. I buy in good growth areas, and I try and my strategy is quite simple, really. I believe that probably more than 80% of the properties that are on the market aren't investment grade, so. And it's no good buying a property that is just geared on just the market. You know, you need to because you're totally relying on that market to make things happen. So my model is that I buy properties where I can see value in that property, and then I manufacture my own growth into that property. So it doesn't matter whether the market goes up or it stays the same or goes down. I'll make money regardless. So, and I'm not relying on the market. The market helps a great deal. But it's not my plan.
And what is a valuable property?
Well, look, buying under intrinsic value is also very, very good. But doing something that you can manufacture something into it. So a small renovation, and I'm not talking about anything structural. I'm talking about just tidying the place up, giving it a fresh paint, floorboards or whatever, and a bit of a tidy up. For 10, 15 grand, and you've got a great property, which automatically gives that property growth. But there's other things that you can do as well with the property to ensure that you get more incomes out of the property as well, and manufacture it in that way, so you get more of a dividend.
So what's more important to you then, capital gain through spending that $15,000 and just zhuzhing it up, or yield?
Yeah, that's a very good question, because when you build a property portfolio, you need both. You really, really, really need both, because if you go for capital gain, you don't have the money to support it. And if you go for the money, then you need the driver to keep going and buying more property. So you really need both. You really need both. You're doing the property up to gain more rent, but you're also doing it up to make the valuer happy so that he can go back and value it more so that then you can borrow more.
It does make a lot of sense, doesn't it? And I love the fact that you can just spend a small amount of money, $10,000 to $15,000, and add so much gain. Now, you know, the fire affected areas, it's a huge zone, it's a huge area. Is that a space that you would look into try and capitalise on?
It depends. I'd have to research it and actually see what the growth rates were before that actually happened, you know, and to see what it did, because history just keeps on going. If you look at the statistics of what had happened before, if it's got solid gains and it's done well before, it'll do well again. So, it's a case by case scenario with me. I always go through, and there's a lot of checklists that I go through to make sure that everything it has everything, or it has 80% of everything, and the drivers that you're going to need in those areas, you know, to do some good stuff, but. I notice that a lot of these areas are holiday areas where holiday makers go. I sort of stay clear of things like that. I go into areas where there's at least three income producing areas where they're getting income from. So if it's agriculture and tourism, or and then one more retail or whatever, or mining, I'm not really too enthused about. But there has to be more than three.
Right. So the old adage, location, 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 is that, does that ring true for you?
Yeah, it does. It does. It does. It does. Yep, it does. It just, and you need the drivers there. Low unemployment, you know, jobs. Sustainability, manufacturing, all that sort of stuff. You need the substance there to be able to go forward. Infrastructure.
Yeah.
And people move for lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
So, yes. So that's what you got to think. People move for lifestyle. So if it's got something new coming up that's going to draw people to it, then the demand for housing improves.
Yes. You've got a great story, and I like the fact that you're just there to help people and support. So go and check it out, mypropertyempire.com.au. Mark Shearwood, thank you so much for joining us today on the Real Estate Wrap.
Thank you, guys. It's great. And Adelaide's got some good things happening towards 2020, I believe, as well. So, CoreLogic figures have said there's about a positive 5% increase there. So that's good, because the last couple of years have been a bit drab. So, onwards and upwards, I suppose.
That's our motto here in Adelaide and South Australia, onwards and upwards.
Thanks,
Mark.
All right, no problem. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.